trails to you until we meet again.
This is Phil Nee. I hope all your trails are happy. We'll talk again later. We'll have some community conversation coming up during the morning show. We'll talk about Sting Night. That's straight ahead today. The hour is 9 o'clock, and this news update is sponsored by the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. James and Jennifer Crumbly in a Michigan courtroom right now for their sentencing on involuntary manslaughter charges. They're the parents of Ethan Crumbly, who shot and killed four students at his high school in 2021. Prosecutors say the Crumblys did not do enough to stop their son's mass shooting. Settlement reached. Norfolk Southern Railroad has agreed to pay $600 million to settle a class action lawsuit related to the fiery derailment of a train in East Palestine, Ohio in February of last year. A New York judge rejecting last-minute arguments from Donald Trump's legal team that the Stormy Daniels hush money case should be thrown out or moved out of Manhattan.
At this point, it seems pretty clear that this case is moving to trial. These issues have been litigated. They've been addressed. And I think that the chance that this isn't going to begin on Monday is very small.
ABC Chief Legal Analyst Dan Abrams. Under arrest in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, an 18-year-old who the FBI says was plotting to attack area churches and kill parishioners. This is ABC News. President Biden is set to talk about what's called the care economy today, things like spending on child care. This comes amid fresh concerns about the overall economy. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
This is an ominous warning from the CEO of JPMorgan Chase, where more than 60 million American households do their banking. Jamie Dimon, in his new annual shareholder letter, says that interest rates could spike to 8% in the coming years. He cites high spending by the government and disruptions to global trade as reasons that inflation could stay higher for longer.
We get a new look at inflation with tomorrow's release of the Consumer Price Index. And it looks like all those warnings about the eclipse in our eyes may have fallen on deaf ears. A new look at Google Trends data shows a spike in searches for things like "my eyes hurt." Around 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon, they peaked a couple of hours later when the eclipse was hitting its peak in the Northeast. Another search, "why do my eyes keep watering?" I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep fried or baked fish. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world. And after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best. Open at 10 Monday through Sunday. The Phoenix Center, the area's go-to spot for good times and great food. Today's forecast calls for a high of 60 with some clouds and sunshine this afternoon. West winds around 10 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, a low of 39. Wednesday, partly cloudy and warmer, a high near 70. Thursday, 57 with showers likely. 55 Friday. Right now in Richland Center, winds between 5 and 8 miles per hour. After a low of 43, it is 47 degrees. Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center has been a Gale dealer for as long as most can remember, including the day when the first Gale skid loader arrived on the lot. Today, the next revolution of versatile Gale skid loaders is designed to meet the demanding needs of contractors, municipalities, landscapers, dairies, and agricultural operations. Get the full story on a work-saving, productivity-improving, dependable Gale skid loader at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Be sure to ask about special incentives available to help put a Gale skid loader or mini backhoe to work for you today. The annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction will be Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Now is the time to list items you would like to consign to make sure your item receives full advertising exposure. If you're considering being a seller at the April 28th sale, contact Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 585-2921 by Wednesday, April 17th to have your items listed in wide area advertising. This is especially important if you have a larger item like a tractor, farm implement, car, truck, or boat. Remember, this is a consignment auction. You keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn items you no longer need into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction, Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. To list your item, contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry.
Join us for the 2024 Baseball Team Annual Cookout at Jones Chevrolet on Wednesday, April 10th, running from 10:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Indulge in delicious hamburgers, brats, hot dogs, drinks, chips, and baked goods. Your support helps our local high school baseball team thrive. The team's annual cookout at Jones Chevrolet, Wednesday, April 10th from 10:30 until 1:30.
WRCO Studios, brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your source for great tunes and delicious moments in Richland Center.
Welcome to the morning show on WRCO Radio. We're here to talk about the upcoming Sting Night put on by the Richland Center Sports Boosters. And Kirk Layer is in here today in the studio. He's a board member and kind of the Hall of Fame chairperson, I think, aren't you? Something like well, that.
I've got in charge of the committee the last couple of years. This is like I said to somebody else, this is the fun part of it where you get to talk about the honorees and you get to visit with those people as they get prepared to receive their award or honor, you know. So that's the part I enjoy. And it's good to review the applicants each year. We just will bring that up right away, you know. So a lot of people ask, you know, how do you get into the Hall of Fame? And because I know you're involved also with the one over at Ithaca. Boy, it really helps when people give you nominations.
It does. And I know they carry over from year to year, but sometimes, you know, I've had people approach me and say, well, you know, so-and-so should be in there. And I said, well, nominate them, you know?
There you go.
We don't have anything on them. So.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And that's kind of the way it goes with this. But I think that the Sports Boosters have done a good job of kind of keeping in mind some of those that graduated some years ago and some of the more recents. I think you've done a good mix, Kirk.
Well, you know, like you say, we keep the applications on file. The group this year, you know, we're going to start out with somebody from the 60s. We got somebody from the 70s and then somebody from the 90s. And then somebody from the early 2000s. So it's a pretty diverse group.
How often have you done the Sting Night, or how many years have you done this?
We started in 2018, so this should be our sixth annual one. But as we all remember, we introduced COVID in there, and that took us out in 20, and actually even delayed us in 21. So this will actually be our fifth annual one.
And it's coming up this Saturday night already.
This Saturday night. We're excited as heck. Trying a few different things this year. One of the biggest ones, we started off at the convention center at the White House there, and we were there the first couple years, and then we skipped from there to the high school and did a couple years up there, and now we're going to go this year to the Phoenix Center, and we're really excited about that.
Indeed, and they're good supporters of your organization,
yeah,
too, aren't
Amy
they?
Amy and Greg and Tom are just super people. You know, their name came up shortly as we were, reviewing things last year after the Sting Night at the bowling alley there at the Phoenix Center, and a couple of old basketball coaches were sitting there with me, and they go, why don't you just have it here next year, you know? And it wasn't long after that it became reality.
And it worked out. You're also tying this into college athletes, college-bound athletes signing. That's kind of a neat thing, too.
Well, that was one of the things, you know, like we say, we try to add new things, you know, and try a new location this year. And we were at the high school having one of our early meetings discussing this. And Coach Andy Troxel was there. And at first, you know, he mentioned, well, why don't we tie the two things together? And they were going to maybe do theirs more towards May or something like that, their signing night, because he didn't really want to miss any of the spring signing athletes. But as it came out, it was took another meeting, but we got it all worked out together. And now that I see the package that we have together, you know, with the Hall of Fame, with the signing night for six athletes, and then just the silent auctions that we're going to have, and cash raffle, and things that other things we got going on, it's just an exciting night. We're really, really impressed by, you know, the 10 people we got that we're going to honor that night, and then just all the other activities.
I think it's important, too, because you want to tie in the youth with the rich history, and I think the two go pretty well hand in hand, don't they?
You bet. And we always have the athletes there, you know, part of their, we kind of put them to work that night. Their job is to run the things that are going on there, especially like the cash raffle. We'll have young athletes. Each sports team is assigned so many hours to work there, and they have to have so many workers there. And they'll help with some of a lot of the other things we have going on. Like we mentioned the silent auction already. And we right away we have to say there when we talk about the silent auction, you know, and you are very aware because of your community involvement, a lot of things wouldn't happen in this community and wouldn't be as good as they are in this community if it wouldn't be for the great businesses and individuals that are in this area that are so willing to donate some, you know, very nice and attractive and just, you know, sought out of items that you can put in your auctions that will bring people in and gives them something to purchase. And by doing that purchase, this is one of the other board members said to me the other day, we're going to gather and things. This is the Booster Club's biggest fundraiser of the year. It's turned into that. And so we really want to thank all those businesses and all those business individuals that have donated for the silent auction and whatever, even just cash donations throughout the year and throughout this event that really may help make it successful.
With the way that things have gone and the expensive things, you know, you have to put on sports and travel time and all that stuff. I know you, the Boosters have helped with a lot of different things, Kirk, including buses and different things. Talk about some of the things the Boosters support during the year.
Well, the Boosters started out many years ago, you know, by a group that, you know, I take it all the way back to when the wrestling club started, and that goes back to Johnny Barrett came over here and helped people like Rudy Lau, you know, started up a wrestling club, and it evolved from the wrestling club to the Sports Boosters Club, and throughout the years, they've been there more so than, I guess you'd say their primary thing is to support athletics. You know, the one thing about the Booster Club, though, instead of just trying to support one sport, we're trying to support them all. So in many cases, we're trying to do things that will benefit all the athletes. And I mean, there'll be some things that, you know, will maybe seem like they're associated towards one sport. And we'll have to be honest, we've given things like help support a wrestling mat. But as we talked about last year, the wrestling tournaments that the high school has been able to support and the basketball tournaments they've been able to support, those are our biggest fundraisers too because we're running concession stands there and helping out. But those are the type of things, you know, one of the biggest ones is the weight room. You know, this last year, though, we were able to help out quite a bit. They needed some new equipment in the training room, so we actually had to twist her arm a little bit to say, you know, well, what do you really need, Bree? You know, and I think we were able to help with an ice machine, a couple exercise bikes and things like that. But we're always looking out for things you know, that benefit all the athletes.
Mm-hmm. And the weight room, certainly that benefits all the students, doesn't it?
Well, that's it. You know, they can use that as my daughter is a Phi Ed teacher up there. You know, they get a lot of benefits out of that too. You know, there's just the equipment that's there and they can use it, and it gets, you know, the young adults excited. One of the things I'll mention too, that they've started in there, Coach Andy Troxel and his group, they've actually have on there already on their wall, and trying to get him to put it out in the hallway too so everybody can see, they honor young athletes who went through that weight room and now are off on some college involved in their sport. They have their picture hanging on the wall as far as inspiration to the other athletes that are, you know, coming up through that weight room. This is where you can go. This is what you can do.
That's awesome. And there are some college athletes now recently graduated from Richland Center too.
Oh, yeah. There's quite a few of them up there. You got the Clarkson boy and, you know, the Hillers boy that's off there. And he even, I guess, is putting up a couple Keller kids in there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, there you go. How is Wes doing in track and field this year?
Well, it was an exciting, you know, winter season there, where he tied for third place in the Division III National Tournament in Virginia Beach, got All-American honors, participated again on a team that was second in the nation. Good tournament for the university, or for the public schools in colleges in Division III in the state of Wisconsin. You had lacrosse number one, you had Eau Claire number two, and Oshkosh number three, and Whitewater number four.
Good representation.
Yep, absolutely. Very good tournament for Wisconsin.
You bet. Let's talk about the 2024 signing class. They're all seniors at Richland Center High School. Actually, one from Ithaca, but you have six of them that will be signing Saturday night, Kirk.
Yeah, that was, we want to really thank Coach Andy Troxel for, even just mentioning this. I think it just ties in super great, and so... That part of it, of the night, we're going to turn that over to Coach Andy and his other coaches, and they're going to introduce these young athletes. And as you mentioned earlier, of course, I'm involved with wrestling a lot, so those come first to mind. But, it's a very successful group here that we're talking about, and most of them are at least three sport athletes, and have done great things. But Andy's going to introduce these people or let their coaches introduce them. And he's going to start off with, I don't know who he's going to start off with, but we'll mention first Teague Perkins. And Teague is done, like you say, multiple sports, but he's going to sign a letter of intent to play football at UW-Whitewater. That's where the Clarkson boy we had mentioned earlier, that's where he's at. Then you got Emma Haiti, the Haiti family involved with wrestling. She's going to go off to UW-Oshkosh. Then you mentioned Kaylee Peterson. She's just had her signing day over at Ithaca earlier this week, but because that's a co-op team in cross country, she's also going to participate here in Richland Center, and she's going to UW-Stevens Point. And then used to be an old neighbor of mine, or grew up in that area down there by Twin Bluffs, the Johnsons. Roman Johnson is going to sign a letter of intent to play golf down in, I think the campus is called the Highland Cougars. They're like in northern Illinois, and he's going to play golf down there. And then now, as far as the spring sport, you have Lane Miller, who's playing Western Cavaliers. Do you know where that's at? I'm not sure.
No, okay. I'm not.
But he's going to play baseball.
Baseball. All right.
I almost forgot, too, because he just got added, too. Eli Muckler is going to go to Southwest Tech, and he's going to be involved with the trap shooting team.
Wow. So all of the students will be there that night to sign on the dotted line. I'm guessing moms and dads and grandpas and grandmas. And
Well, he does a really nice job with it, as a lot of schools do. They've got the really nice, we'll use it also for the Hall of Fame, the real nice Richland Center High School banner that's sitting there. You got the old signing table there. And a couple times I think some of the coaches have shown up, but at least the parents are sitting there with them, while their coach will talk about them for a little bit, and then the big thing is pitchers and all that fun thing. And that's one thing too with the Hall of Fame is we have a really good session where people can take a lot of pictures.
Indeed. So that will be starting. What part of the program is the signing of the college athletes?
Well, we probably should go over the agenda here.
Yeah, right.
So we tie it all together. This year, like we said, we're at the Phoenix Center, and that's this Saturday, April 13th. The night's going to kick off, to be honest with you, we've already kind of kicked it off with that's really when you work with people like Amy and Greg, they help you out with things. We have several of our bigger ticket donation items are, they're already at the Phoenix Center, and you can already bid on them right now, but theoretically we're saying, of course, the Phoenix Center will be open their normal hours that day, and we'll have the silent auction items in there probably about 10, 11 o'clock that they'll be on display. But we're saying the banquet hall, which that's where we'll have the most of the night ceremonies at, the doors will open there about 4:30. The new thing we're having this year, because we are at the bowling alley, we're going to start kids bowling on four lanes there from about 2.5 hours. That starts at 5 o'clock. Then as far as the, you can, like again said, the things like the silent auction, and even there'll be cash raffles. We're going to have one cash raffle this year. That's starting right away as we get our young athletes selling tickets there. And that's what we consider, if we're just going to do one, and it's going to be a $500 one, winner takes all in that, and that'll be later in the night where that'll end. But then at 5:30, we'll start the Hall of Fame. We have the four inductees there that we'll talk about in a minute. We're hoping that'll run about 2 hours or so, you know, and that'll end. And then when it ends, we're going to take about a half-hour break. We're going to allow the silent auction people to make their last bids on that. And then we're hoping around 7:30 that we'll start the signing night. And as soon as the signing night is over, that'll conclude the night.
Okay. Then a little social time afterwards, I suppose.
Yep, that's the idea. The half-hour break in there is for the Hall of Fame members to take some pictures and stuff. And then, like you say, it's going to be kind of... We're going to do similar to what they did for the school. They had the school informational meeting there. We're going to have kind of like theater seating in the front part of the banquet area, and then we'll have tables in the back area of the banquet area. And instead of serving kind of a course or food course meal, we're just going to have appetizers this year, things like cheese and crackers, vegetable tray, barbecued meatballs, and a punch, you know, kind of light on the food. A lot of donation cups all over the place. Encourage anyone, if they're really looking for really good food, that they check out the all the offerings they have there at the Phoenix Center. They're going to have their full menu open that night.
And you can show up whenever, stay as long or as little. I mean, if you can only be there for a little bit, you just appreciate the support, I'm sure.
Yep, we encourage you to bring all the money you can and bid high. We do have some neat things there. We'll talk about those in a minute.
But, talk about those a little later. But we want to get to the Hall of Fame folks, beginning with Ed Makovic. I called some of his games back in the day.
Yep, Eddie's... of course, the Makovic family, we always hear about them with sports still going on in this area with Danny, his brother, coaching down in River Valley. But Eddie was on one of those teams, the only team that was in the state finals for the Richland Center Hornets in football.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went on and had a very storied career at University of Mankato State. And it just really, really pleased that he's one of our honorees. And I think it was one of his former teammates that nominated him, you know. And when I talked to him, that was one thing, too, I just want to explain, too, that we started with the Hall of Fame when we had Sharon Pansky part of our group. She decided, or not decided, but she gave the suggestion, you know, well, why don't you pick your members a year ahead of time, so that they have more time, because we told her the year that she won that she was going to be an honoree in April, and that was in December of the previous year. And she goes, wow, my family's scattered all over the place. I don't have time. So we have actually, this group was picked last year in December, and we've already picked the group for next year. And the idea of that is to give them more time to organize their families and get them there, you know. So that's one thing just we'll tell people right up front. And matter of fact, we're going to talk about these four honorees. I'm not going to give you the name of the next group, but we've already notified the next group so that they can potentially show up at the banquet this weekend, and they can also see what's going on.
Indeed. And family members can make their plans and travel plans or take the weekend off a year in advance.
Well, that's the issue, too, because there was a few of the honorees that we've had, you know, I'll just be specific. Leah Dioke, or Tenny Dioke, you know, she lived in California, so she never did make it, but that was more to that she was currently having a child at that point. But, you know, that's the idea, too, so they have time to travel here.
I know that when you have a wrestling tournament at Richland Center High School, and not only the Wrestling Hall of Honor out there, but the school and the Sports Hall of, people spend a lot of time kind of crowding the hall and looking at all the names.
That Hall of Honor or Hall of Fame that they have there in Richland Center High School, like you say, you just always see people, and then they always have the most current all-conference things or other awards they've gotten, and then you also have the state championship row there, you know, as far as all the state title holders, individuals anyway. Yeah, that's to me, that's a pretty special hallway.
It definitely is, and it's got to be special for the members and the new members. And, yeah, Ed Makovic going in, and I'm guessing there has to be a few other members of that high school football team that are already in there, right?
A few of them. One of them we just talked about, Greg Shep, was on that team. And I'm sure there's quite a few others there that they won't come right to my mind, but I'm sure he'll even mention some of them that night. And you look at his college career, what he was able to accomplish there, he ended up, his first year, I think he was on, when he was there, he was on a team that won a North Central Conference championship in 93. But then he became, later on, an impressive offensive guard where he was second team. And then his senior year, he was first team. And then he was All-American offensive lineman for that team. And then got to play on one of those East-West Shrine Game type things.
Really cool. Yeah. Ed Makovic, so he'll be back Saturday night. What about Vern Lewis? Another member going to be in the 2024 class.
Well, as you mentioned, Vern is going to be one of the few members. There's probably about half a dozen or more of them out there that's actually in the Hall of Honor for wrestling, and now he's going to get in the Hall of Fame for the Richland Center High School. My personal opinion is maybe he should have got in this one first, but it's just great that they're honoring the athletes. And Vern is the class of 1979. Hopefully I better mention that Eddie's from the class of 1992. But Laverne is one of those that, again, a three-sport athlete. You see things in his resume, conference, all conference titles, most valuable titles. Big one that a lot of people like is impressive. It shows that they were good teammates, is they were team captain and things like that, But Vern was, his claim to fame, other than, state tournament for wrestling, was he was one heck of a pole vaulter. And even in talking to some of the local business people, I'll be honest, Greg Vitesnik, because he's coached and involved with pole vaulting and everything else, he even said to me, "Oh yeah, Vern, he was the school record holder for 20 plus years or more."
Wow.
So it's impressive. He tapped his senior year off with a third place finish in the pole vault. And so that's very impressive.
Mm-hmm. Third at state?
Third at state.
Wow, that is impressive.
Yep, that was back in 1979.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, he held the school record for the pole vault for many, many years. I'm not going to remember the young man's name, but I think Greg told me it was like in 2008 before it finally got broken or something like that.
Mm. It wasn't Garrett.
Nope, the Garrett eventually broke it.
It's going to say. All right. Well, congratulations to Vern. And then Jamie Kenothi Pauls. I saw a lot of her games through her high school years.
There's another, again, here's another three-sport athlete, starred in all three of those sports, letter winner, all conference awards. Or probably she might debate it, but I don't think she'll debate it. But softball, I think, was maybe her favorite sport and extremely successful there, with all conference honors, team most valuable player honors, and then being selected to some of the all-star teams. And then we even had this little discussion because she forgot whatever records that she had, but as far as school. Excuse me. As far as school records, things like most doubles, career triples, career hits, career at-bats. And then I think it was another one that she wanted to add was 83 consecutive games, I think, played or something like that. Very big star in softball. Many years lettering in volleyball, 3 years there. And of course, back in that era, we know Richland Center had some really good volleyball teams, which they've had for many decades. She was involved in a couple conference championship teams and even a couple regional championship teams. And even there got to play in some of those, what they call them, all-star tournaments. And then did some time playing basketball for Richland Center High School. But then the other thing that was impressive about her resume is some of the things she did afterwards. And what I'll throw out there right away was she was able to She was a volleyball official and still is a volleyball official and does a lot of events up at Richland Center High School and some of the surrounding schools in the area. She's currently still a volleyball coach for the Center Stars and helps in that program and done some time coaching gymnastics. Still, like I say, volleyball. She did that even in her earlier years for the Richland Center High School and did some softball coaching for Richland Center High School.
She's done a good job of giving back, hasn't she?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. It's one of those we've always recognized the Booster Club, has always recognized athletes and coaches. In the last several years, I'm kind of proud to say that we've started honoring what we call key contributors or other people who have donated a lot to the success of Richland Center Athletics, other than just coaches or athletes, you know. And one of our first shot over the bow with that was putting WRCO in the Hall of Fame.
Right. Nice to see our emblem as we walk down the hall there on that plaque.
That's it's impressive.
That's really cool. And our community is very fortunate to have a guy like Eric Olson. And I think about the contributions that he has made and how many high school graduations have you gone to where you see newspaper clippings and things like that and photos. You know, he's just, and he's been doing it for years.
He really has. As I've talked to him, you know, over the last several months, you know, and is about getting in here to the Hall of Fame. And as we mentioned earlier, he got into the Hall of Honor for wrestling. Wouldn't have been this last December, the December before, you know, and just a humble guy. You know, he's one of those two, as we mentioned with Jamie Kenothi Pauls, you know, she did almost all of it. You know, she was an athlete, a coach, and an official. And then you got a guy like Eric, you know, if you're from his era, you know he was one heck of an athlete. He's one of the few athletes that lettered in baseball, football, and basketball 3 years straight. And then all of a sudden he decides his senior year that, well, I got this really nice golf course out here, and I think I can play golf. And so he goes on and he letters in golf his senior year. You know, so Eric is not just a huge supporter of the Richland Center community, and then his family being such huge supporters of the Richland Center community, is he was in his day one heck of an athlete.
And an official?
You mentioned that too. 18 years he wrote in there that he was a WIA official for both basketball and volleyball. Then the other thing I was impressive as I was talking to him, you know, because I even mentioned to him, you know, I said, well, you've probably been doing this for over 40 years and stuff. And he goes, no, not that long. But then I go, well, wait a minute. You know, he started back here. And then all of a sudden he started realizing and started talking about his dad and his aunt and everything. And at first, it came to mind, he goes, well, it's been 50 years for me. And wait a minute, it's been almost 100 years for my family that they've been involved in the community here, you know. So that was impressive, you know, and to give that much, and his dad is in the Hall of Fame out there, you know, and so that's one family that has given a lot to the city and the community of Richland Center, because like you say, you don't just see Eric at Richland Center games, you'll see him at Ithaca games, Riverdale games, or anyone in the community that's doing well. He's kind of like WRSO, we'll follow you if you're in our community area.
Yeah, sometimes he hits two or three in a night. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, fortunate to have him in the area and still contributing, and I think that's awesome that you're honoring him on Saturday night.
And that's what the group hopes to do as we go forward. But like I say, Eric, you could put his picture on the wall there, and it can represent a lot of different things, you know, athlete, official, you know, and I'm sure even in there along the lines, like you say, when he's at all those events, he's kind of like a lot of old contributors like myself. Oh, we'll give you some friendly advice as far as a young athlete, too.
But a great resource, too, you know, if you're trying to think about who is on that team or whatever, he's a good one to go to.
Well, he's like talking to a Phil Knee or a Bill Twiney. You can get a lot of history in a hurry.
Yeah. Those guys are above me, that's for sure. Just make sure you spell Eric's name right.
I know. I really apologize for it, because when I went in and I showed him what I had written up, he goes with his little pen, he walks at the top of the sheet there, and he crosses that out. And I go,
like, wow. He was the teacher.
How did I miss that one?
Eric with a K.
Eric with a K, yep.
Eric Olson.
He's really proud of that. There's a little story behind that. I'm not going to share that on the radio, but there's a story behind that that is he's very proud of, too, of who he's named after.
Yeah. Congratulations, Eric Olson, Jamie Kenothi-Pauls, Vern Lewis, and Ed Mack. They'll be going to the Hall of Fame officially this weekend. We're going to take a time out and come back and talk about some of those things you can bid on this weekend at Sting Night.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
The annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction will be Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Now is the time to list items you would like to consign to make sure your item receives full advertising exposure. If you're considering being a seller at the April 28th sale, contact Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 585-2921 by Wednesday, April 17th to have your items listed in wide area advertising. This is especially important if you have a larger item like a tractor, farm implement, car, truck, or boat. Remember, this is a consignment auction. You keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn items you no longer need into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction, Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. To list your item, contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry. Richland Electric Cooperative would like to invite its members to the 88th Annual Meeting, Saturday, April 13th. The meeting will be held at the Richland Electric Cooperative Service Center, located at 30 East Robb Road. Registration will take place at 8:30. The business meeting follows at 9. All members registered will receive a $20 bill credit. Just a reminder, your registration label can be found on the front page of the Wisconsin Energy Cooperative News Magazine. We hope to see you Saturday, April 13th, for the 88th Annual Meeting of Richland Electric Cooperative.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Farmers have options when it comes to maximizing yield potential and protecting their crops from yield-robbing pests. In this CAB conversation, Samantha Brantner, DeKalb Technical Agronomist, shares how growers can protect yields from those early season pests.
What the VT4 Pro is going to bring is the highest level of protection for above and below ground. When you're looking at that above ground protection, it's going to be very comparable to our Tricepta. We're going to get increased protection compared to corn earworm, the western bean cutworm. And that western bean cutworm was one for us here in Wisconsin that was really, really prevalent.
And she says there's a new seed treatment to protect against nematodes.
N314. That is really the first time that our industry has seen dual mode of action using a chemistry and a biological product specifically focusing on nematodes.
To learn more, go to DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, green marketing, and other stewardship practices. 2024 Peer Group, all rights reserved.
Kirk Layer, Richland Center Sports Boosters, is our guest in the studio today talking about Saturday night's Sting Night at the Phoenix Center. Kirk, let's talk about some of the many prizes that people can bid on and maybe win this Saturday night.
Well, that's the one thing, as you mentioned before, ever since we started Sting Night, is the donation of the businesses and organizations and even individuals in the community has been great, you know, and the last couple of years, we were very fortunate that somebody would donate some concert tickets. Again, this year we have some concert tickets. I know you've been very helpful as far as mentioning that on the radio. We do have a poster there right now at the Phoenix Center of Mr. Tim McGraw. And those tickets will be sold on Saturday night, and it's for an April 20th concert in the Twin Cities. And the seats are... I know the people who went to it, they were personal friends, went to the concert, Luke Bryan concert last year at the same location, and they said the seats are awesome, you know. And I know right now I talked to Greg on Monday there, and somebody, we put that up over the weekend, and somebody's already bid on it. So
good.
You know, it's good to see there. It is right this time last year it was a fall concert. This one's a little bit of a short turnaround, so if you're interested, you got to be ready to go on April 20th, the following Saturday.
Section C, row 15, and yeah, your poster has an arrow of where the seats are. They are right up the front area, kind of just off to the right.
Yep, they are. Yep, and then a lot of other great donations. You know, first of all, again, thank everybody for donating. You know, that's one of the things is one of the, again, I mentioned one of the members mentioned to me, this is our biggest fundraiser of the year, and this is what helps Richland Center Athletics and the athletes, you know, and even we give out scholarships, too. Say, I'm not probably the best one to have up here to remember all those things, you know, but one of the things that I'm also proud of is the scholarships that we give out. You know, we try to give back to the community members. I know I got in trouble for saying that we are part of the school district, but it is a nonprofit organization, and we don't have any big salaries or anything, so all the money that we earn from the community always goes back somehow to the benefit the athletes of Richland Center High School.
Do they apply for the scholarships? Or,
yes.
And so they have to write a little bit of a resume? And then
similar to what they would apply for any of the scholarships. That's coming up real quick. We got a committee that goes through those and even sometimes gets some help from one of those independent groups to help pick, you know, the scholarship. Depends on what we'll give out. It depends on how much money we have. We try to give out at least two. In some cases, we divided that up and given out three or four. You know, one year we had COVID hit us. We even doubled it up and gave a little bit more the following year to more individuals.
Not easy decisions sometimes to look over those.
No, those are almost as hard. Those are probably harder than the Hall of Fame members.
I bet. So you keep the Hall of Fame nominations from year to year then?
Yes. Yep. We kind of... It used to be they were only supposed to be on hold for so many years, but we kind of decided to just keep them there. And we try to work our way through them and get some. You know, it is impressive if you read through those. I told somebody the other day, I read one that of a gentleman was way back in, now Eric's going to get mad at me, way back in the 50s. You're older than Eric, sorry.
But a chance to bring in people from back
then. It's impressive, you know, and I that new thing, they maybe it's not new, but there's a couple individuals in Richland Center area here that are, you know, bringing back reminiscing, and they talked about one of the old coaches that was really influential in the track up there at the high school, you know, and his, I'm surprised, there's a case again, I'm surprised nobody's ever nominated him, you know, the things he did that early in Richland Center Athletics was really impressive.
So if people are listening and, you know, maybe a light bulb goes on about somebody, what's the best way to contribute a nomination?
Well, the forms are online, but you can talk to any of our members. I'm going to at least mention the what we call the officers that we have in the board. But we have a board of about 11 or 12, you know, every year we try to have, that used to have a limit on it too. We're trying to get that, we basically have taken that limit off of there because we're lucky to hold around 10 members, you know. But right now our current officers are Tiffany Lemke is our president. Jane Bosworth is the vice president. Megan Clerken is the clerk, I guess you'd call that. And then Amber Burkhammer is the treasurer.
Okay.
And there's a lot of other people. I've been on the board now. I believe this is my fourth or fifth year, you know. And a lot of the old board members, Sheila Buchholz and Sean, and a lot of the other, see, that's when you put Kirk on pressure, he gets last names, and I apologize for that.
Kirk is the one brave enough to come down and be on the morning show. No one else is.
Well, to me, to come down and be on the morning show with Phil and Ron is, you know, that's still one of our most successful auction items that we ever had is when we auctioned off a Phil and Ron t-shirt.
A collector's item, right?
A collector's item, you bet. Yeah. There's a lot of other good donation items there. Come, you know, like I say, it's our biggest fundraiser, you know, and things like a paddle board. We've got a really cool cooker that was donated by one of the local businesses. There's drills, there's hotel night stays, all kinds of gift cards, gift baskets. You know, some of these are, you know, we try to even mention to the business, donate something that's going to promote your business, you know, even if it's what you maybe wouldn't consider a huge item. It's still, we want you to promote your business, and get, when we get these people to come in, they want to buy something that promotes your business. And it's, even the gift cards go well, you know, because then the people go back and, you know, they'll get the oil change or they'll get the tune up, or one of the local businesses donated, you know, a couple free cleanings of your air conditioner or free cleanings of your furnace, you know. Those are readily something you need to do every year, and it's kind of nice that those businesses are willing to say, well, hey, try it and see what how it helps your system work.
Yeah, I mean, the practical ones are sometimes the most popular, aren't they?
Yep, and then they're most beneficial, too, to your household. I want to come back, too, and mention some of the new items that we're going to have this year. It always helps to have members and former members that have gone other places. But one of our members was recently at a tournament down in Milwaukee area, and they noticed a candy bar, you know. And, of course, kids running around, young kids running around, and candy, you know, they could kind of go hand in hand. But we're going to try that this year, you know, because we're not having the kids' games, but we're having kids' bowling, which I hope you enjoy that. But we're also going to have this candy bar thing where for $5, you're going to get a cup, and then you get to fill up the cup with whatever candy bars you like. You know, we may not be popular with the parents that night, but we're going to give that a shot.
Get them sugared up and send them bowling, and
yep, there you go. We'll get them all wound up, and then we'll send them home. And then, like I said, we're trying. We used to have many different cash raffles throughout the night, or 50-50 raffles. We're going to go with just one $500 cash raffle that we anticipate that to be announced and given out right at the end of the Hall of Fame when we take that half-hour break. We're going to announce that winner of the $500 cash raffle, and that's going to be given out. So, again, mentioned the appetizers earlier. It's kind of, I think, because of the location and because of the, you know, the dedication and enthusiasm of the people we have from the Phoenix Center, I think this is going to be a really exciting night when you toss in the Hall of Fame and the signing night. I guess the whole board is excited that this could be one of our best events.
Yeah, I think it will, and including the high school athletes and making it kind of a day and nighttime thing. People could stop, like if you have other commitments at night, you could stop and put in a bid and leave too if you wanted to.
Oh, that's one of the reasons why we hope to have them all set up there by 11 o'clock Saturday morning. And Greg and Amy will tell you, we are still open for business. We're not shutting down the Phoenix Center that night. So if your normal outing is to go out on Saturday night to the Phoenix Center, stop in. They're open. And browse the all the items that are around there. And if you want to step in the banquet hall and listen some to the Hall of Fame speeches or watch the signing night, feel free to do so, because that's what it's all about, is community.
And the Hall of Fame induction start, you said, around 5:30?
5:30, we want to... As I've been told by my board members, be prompt, Kirk. You know, you need to get through this. You know, there's a lot of things going on that night. You know, we really want everybody to see everything that's going on. It's very pretty much informal. You know, don't be afraid to walk in and out of the banquet area, you know, if you want to. We're going to try to keep most of the auction items out in the, we'll call it the bowling area, or in the food area of the Phoenix Center. The banquet hall will be kind of mainly for the ceremonies, but we're not going to be that formal that will be hindering anybody from going back and forth.
Each person going into the Hall of Fame will have someone present them too, won't they?
Yep, that's been the nice thing about it, is they'll have their presenter there that night that will introduce them. I guess I got drafted to be the MC again.
All right.
Because Ron quit that, left me a few years ago, but, and then this other radio guy, he's always got this show going on Saturday night.
Don't have a long enough tape. So.
But no, it'll be, that's part of the fun too, is like you say, sometimes the person that's introducing the Hall of Fame inductee brings some insight to the history of that individual that's very informative and entertaining for the crowd.
Indeed. Anything else you'd like to add, Kirk?
No, I think we covered most of it. I hope I did a decent job for the group. Again, as we mentioned before, this is our biggest fundraiser of the year. We do other things like the duck race and the calendar raffle. And again, remember, it's all for the athletes of Richland Center High School. You know, we don't use this money anywhere else other than, things like scoreboards or equipment or whatever else. Another nice purchases that the group just did here, I think they might get it up or be able to use them for graduation, but we went out and just purchased a bunch of new chairs that the athletes will be able to sit in. That's in events that are in the gym, mainly for volleyball, wrestling, and not so much basketball. So I don't think they don't sit. They think they sit in the bleachers for basketball, right?
They have chairs.
Oh, they have chairs?
Yeah.
Well, they can use it for basketball, too.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks, Phil.
That's where the bench is.
You're there more often than I am. But those will be nice. And they, I think Laura kind of, Slugleby kind of spearheaded that. And those are going to be really cool looking. I mean, they've got the Richland Center logo on them and on the back and the front of the chair, and the Richland Center logo on the seat, too. So those are going to be awesome.
Schools just can't do it all themselves. There's so many things and areas that they need, and that's where an active group like the Richland Boosters, you really need it, aren't you?
Well, and I'll even mention, too, our sports teams, they're pretty well responsible for each of their own things, some people, if they actually saw our financial statement, we actually help them, be their bookkeeper, and that also helps with licensing fees for things like raffles too and stuff like that, because it's all there. But they do go out and raise their own funds. So when you see, I think there's one tomorrow for the baseball group.
Yes.
Is having a cookout at Jones Chevrolet down here, And so that's them doing their own fundraiser to, bring in their own capital and cover some of their own expenses like equipment and stuff like that. There's another case where I'll mention Andy Troxell. Football is one of your biggest sports as far as participants, but it's also one of your most expensive sports. So he's done some really great things as far as going out and getting grants and stuff like that for equipment there, and that's helped a lot too.
Yeah, you almost have to, because the state or the nation comes in and tells you that helmet's out of date. You got, I mean, it's a safety thing, and so, and they're not cheap.
No, they don't give things like shoulder pads and other things, you know. But that doesn't mean that sports like cross country, where you're just getting a pair of shorts and a really nice shirt, aren't important too. Well, running shoes nowadays, I believe maybe that's always been my wife's thing, is giving the grandkids new shoes for school. Running shoes or athletic shoes, those aren't cheap anymore either. And a good pair of shoes for any running athlete are lucky if they last a season.
Yep, that's exactly right. Well, thanks for all you do, Kirk. Appreciate you coming down.
Well, thank you, and thank WRCO for all the advertising. Mentioned to Mr. Olson's Richland Observer, they've done a good job of writing stories and promoting this event. And like he said, a lot of these things would not happen without the support of the Richland Center community and support of Richland Center athletes.
You bet. Kirk Lair joining us, board member from the Richland Center Sports Boosters. And again, don't miss Sting Night. It's coming up at the Phoenix Center this Saturday, getting underway with the Hall of Fame inductions at 5:30.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Ridges and Rivers Book Festival in Viroqua is coming April 26th and 27th. This event will feature over 50 authors giving presentations with activities for all ages. You can expect author presentations, writing workshops, an art show, food vendors, the 50th anniversary celebration of Dungeons & Dragons, and so much more. To see the entire schedule, register for events, or buy tickets, visit ridgesandriversbookfestival.org today.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. On Thursday, April 11th, Walsh's in Richland Center and Muscadet is having a sale on all steel products. Right now, the MS-170 and the 162 chainsaw are $179.99, and the FS-A57 trimmer is $149.99. And on that day only, all chainsaws and trimmers are 5% off and 10% off on all steel accessories. And one more great deal is bring in your chainsaw chains and we will sharpen them for only $1 each. That's right, $1. And new chains are still buy one and get the next one half off. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to get your steel products. And as always, thank you and we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
You've invested a lot into your home. Whether it's old or new, a hidden electrical hazard could silently develop into a fire and destroy what's most important to you. Smoke detectors alert you once a fire has already started. Imagine if you could prevent these dreadful fires before they start. Now you can with Ting, the next generation in fire safety. Ting is an easy-to-install smart sensor with a connected app that keeps you in the know 24/7. And the best part, it's free with State Farm. Call, text, or emails. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
All
Wrapping up the morning show today on WRCO, mentioning this event going on tomorrow, the Black Hawk Daughters of the American Revolution DAR ceremony honoring high school senior good citizens. And that goes on tomorrow starting at 1 p.m. at the Bayard DeHart Post 13 American Legion Building in Richland Center. And just wanted to take time to mention these area seniors who will be honored tomorrow for their good citizenship. DAR Patriotic Organization honoring them for patriotism, volunteer work, and future plans as well. And those students include from Highland High School, Bronwyn Halverson, from Ithaca High School, the Richland Center address, Kaylee Peterson, from Lafarge, Gracie Nemec, from Iowa Grant High School, Jaden Ballard, from Kickapoo High School, Haley Gander. Riverdale will be represented by Olivia Sturdivant, from Seneca High School, Gracie Syme, and from Wazika Steuben, Cohen Redman. So congratulations to those good citizens. Seniors will be honored tomorrow at the program again starting at 1 o'clock at the American Legion Building in Richland Center. That's it for today's morning show. A news update is coming up next.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take and